good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, August 25th, 2026. Lots of things coming up this week. On Thursday afternoon, Friends of Sears Island present a Sears Island Herb Walk, exploring wild and nourishing medicinal plants with Diana Chapin and Carrie Vasher from 3 to 5 p.m. Quote, Dr. Carrie is a naturopathic doctor and clinical herbalist with an extensive background in ecology, herbal medicine, and homeopathy. Diana Maria Chapin is an energy healer, seasoned gardener, and horticultural herbalist. Together, Vasher and Chapin will offer insights around the medicinal properties of woody and herbaceous plants growing in the wild on Sears Island. The description continues, learn how to identify some species of plants that are helpful for vitality, healing, and wellness. We will also discuss how to respectfully and properly harvest, dry, prepare, and utilize useful medicinal plants that are common in Maine and explore the methods used to prepare herbal teas, sachets, and tinctures. Join us to enjoy learning more about how you might engage in the age-old tradition of harvesting plants on your own land and or from the wild to provide nourishment and medicine for your body. This will be a short and easy-paced walk on the old homestead and cell tower trails. This program is free and open to all, and no advance registration is necessary. If you plan to attend, please park along the causeway at the end of Sears Island Road in Searsport and meet by the picnic tables and shed just beyond the island gate by 3 p.m. Thursday afternoon. We recommend wearing comfortable shoes and bringing any personal needs for hydration or nourishment. The nature walk will take place unless there's a steady downpour. For updates, visit Friends of Sears Island on Facebook. On display until the end of September is No Sleep Till Brooklyn, with an I. No Sleep Till Brooklyn, Pack Dodge and the Haven Colony, 1900 to 1930, is a story of Maine's historic Haven Colony through photographs by seasonal resident Parker Pack Dodge, a Washington, D.C. patent attorney who documented life in Brooklyn summer community in the early 20th century. In 2023, his descendants, John Dodge and Paul Gagliardi, generously donated nearly 1,000 of his large and medium format negatives to the Penobscot Marine Museum. Curated by Maynard Bray and Robert Baird, the exhibit is on display free of charge at Rockbound Chapel in Brooklyn through the end of September. The chapel is open and accessible 24/7, so visitors can stop by at their convenience. A group of community members have established a new group called the Friends of Camden Hill State Park. It's a nonprofit organization. Their mission reads, quote, "We seek to protect the natural, recreational, and cultural resources of the park. Through volunteerism, education, advocacy, and financial support, we strive to advance the mission of the park, strengthen the surrounding communities, and inspire generations of dedicated stewardship," end quote. They are currently looking for volunteers, members, and financial support. To learn more, go to friendsofchsp.org or email info@friendsofchsp.org. And finally, coming up on Wednesday evening at 5:30, the Soamesville Library will host author and podcaster Jeff Pennington for a free AI literacy workshop. The event is open to the public and no prior experience with AI is required. Pennington is the author of You Teach the Machines, AI on Your Own Terms, 2025, which is described as a plain-spoken guide for people who want to understand artificial intelligence, whether they embrace it, question it, or choose to opt out. It's written for readers who don't have a technical background. Quote, drawing on more than 25 years in data science and artificial intelligence, Pennington uses real examples from finance, cooking, health, music, driving, and everyday life to show you how you and your data are used to teach today's AI and what you can do to protect yourself. The session is conversational and open to all comers, from the AI curious to the AI skeptical, end quote. You Teach the Machines, AI Literacy Workshop with author Jeff Pennington is happening on Wednesday night at 5:30 at the Soamesville Library, which is Mount Desert. You can get more information about the library at soamesvillelibrary.org, and you can find out more about the author and presenter at youteachthemachines.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.